preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in, the woods,
you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Up here in northern North Dakota. And beaming to you, we beam our signal southwards to Round Rock, Texas. It's about, I don't know, 1,000 or more miles as the Canada goose flies. Due south, like on a beeline. And from Round Rock, Texas, that is the home of your signal with the Republic Broadcasting Network, to which you forward your lavish support. Thank you very much. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And here we begin another attempt at covering the phenomenal trajectory of Donald John Trump, the greatest man in American history, as I so meekly claim for the namesake of our show. And to my knowledge, this is the only Trump radio show, the only thing that's named after Donald Trump. I'm sure there's somebody else has done it, must have. How can this big wide world, somebody else not have had the brains to name a show the Trump show? But anyway, we've been the Trump Phenomenon Show for a phenomenally long period. And here we go, another rendition tonight. Speaking of renditions, Donald Trump put up a post today. We'll dive into those in just a moment. But here's that. He puts up a post in which he says, "What a difference a president makes." And, of course, what is the president thinking when he posts, "What a difference a president makes"? That's right. Donald Trump was born in 1946, which is still the big band era. And this is what our people listen to. This was the top song of 1934. And, this group, I hope you've heard of these people, because you haven't. If you haven't, you've been culturally deprived and robbed and cheated. And, of course, our whole civilization has been cheated of all of these treasures of our past, which we must remember our past so that we'll have a better future. Here it is. This is what, let's see, my parents at this time, my parents were teenagers. And this was the number one song in America, 1934. What a difference a president makes. 24 little hours. And the difference is you, Mr. President. Bob Crosby singing.
What a difference a day made.
Oh, yeah.
24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a heaven before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss. And it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes. And the difference is you.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Remember when? Let me pause that. I'd love to come back to that. That's Bob Crosby, Bing Crosby's brother, And I mean, there's several things that you heard right there, 1934. A, the American people had good taste in music. That was their number one song. B, they knew how to play music. That was their number one band, the Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And see, they appreciated beauty, and that was beautiful what you were hearing. And even though that was the so-called Depression, 1934, times were not... You know more about depression than your ancestors in 1934 knew about depression. This is a more depressing time. So you can hear in that song, these were people who, in spite of any hardship they may have been having, were happy, were a happy people. So let us begin the beginning, as one of our producers likes to play on this show, another great big band era song. And the I'm looking at the label here, the Decca. Let's see, you know, it's been so long since I've been an audiophile. I mean, once you're an audiophile, you're always an audiophile, but I haven't had my turntable for years. I had a fancy turntable and a fancy tone arm and stylus, oh my goodness, and a wonderful record collection, which I stupidly either sold or gave away in parts, and until it's all gone. And I'm looking at this old 1934 record on the Decca label. And the tune is called a Foxtrot Vocal Chorus by Bob Crosby. Let me just bring you back a moment of that. Yeah, they knew how to play. Tight. And they knew how to dance. How about that? Your grandparents. Gliding around the ballroom or the living room. Da, 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 da. Oh, my. All right. Well, let us go. And then, of course, Donald Trump remembers all of that and lived all of that. Here we are. And here's the president's post. He put it up 5 hours ago. And it's just a simple, in all caps, what a difference a day. No, it says, what a difference a president makes, with an extra syllable and 3 exclamation marks. And now we begin. The president has been on a tear this past weekend. And so let's make a half a try at covering some of it. So 5 hours ago, he posted this. To bring down the energy costs for New Hampshire families, I will immediately rescind. Okay. Are you ready for this? I will immediately rescind every Green New Deal catastrophe of the Biden administration, and we will drill, baby, drill. Oh, yes. Yes. Drill, baby, drill. But listen to the scope of that. This is what we need. We need a charger. We need a man on a white horse in a full gallop. I will immediately, that's when, there's your adverb, your verb, rescind. I like that word, rescind. Every, I like that adjective, every Green New Deal catastrophe. Not some of them, not most of it, all of it. yeah, Mr. President, give them the whole 9 yards. All right, now let's go to the... I'm coming up on a good one here that I want to share with you in a bit, but here is... here's the going back in time, the next post of Donald Trump's, he puts up a graphic that says this. Less than 4 years ago, we had peace in the Middle East. Now we have all-out war on Israel. And here's a little clip. He puts up an audio clip. So let's listen. Listen in.
We had peace in the Middle East with the historic Abraham Accords. Today we have an all-out war in Israel, and it's going to spread very quickly. What a difference a president makes. Isn't it amazing, though?
Okay. You know, I mean, listen, thank you, Mr. President. now here's the next one. Okay. Oh, here we go. Now that. Okay. Let me just. That was me. Sorry. Here's the next post from the president. Under my leadership, we had no inflation, and the 30-year mortgage rate was an all-time low. The typical family. Now get this. Are you seated? Has lost over $7,400 in annual income with Crooked Joe in the White House. But let me just compound those two sentences together, because most people, eventually, they want to get into a house. Well, I mean, actually, everybody lives in some kind of a house, and every house is financed with a mortgage, pretty much, in one way or another. And yes, every family lost $7,400 on average every year. That's cash money. But now they're living somewhere, and they're paying now a god-awful mortgage rate. That's more lost income. So you can raise that $7,400 number. So here's the president in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, today.
Contrast. Under my leadership, we had no inflation, and the 30-year mortgage rate was an all-time low. We had an all-time low, like 2.6%. That's a little better than paying 8%, and we don't give you the money. You know what they do? It's 8%. We don't give you the money, but if you pay 12, we'll give it to you. That's where they are. The typical family has lost over $7,400 in annual income with Crooked Joe in the White House.
Okay, think of that, folks. That was today in Wolfboro, New Hampshire,
and so that's the ramifications that have happened on our own now, lives as American citizens.
These little, those audio clips that you hear following on clips that I play, that's just my technical inexpertise at suppressing the following video that comes up after the next one. So you'll hear it once in a while. I don't have that quite right. But think about it, folks. All of you folks that got into housing, got into a house at 2% interest rates. Oh, you lucky, lucky people. And let us feel the pain for all of our countrymen who didn't. Because the president's talking about 8% there. You know what a difference that makes in your day? What a difference a rate makes. Yes. 24 little points. It's terrible. And that hurt. That's pain. He says this. Here's another clip he put up. I'm going to have to go through these more quickly if you want to hear the president, what he said today. Here, let's just let the president say it. Why should I read it? Let's let him say it.
The Trump administration, we will once again protect American jobs, American workers, American wages, American borders, and we're going to protect, most importantly, American families, because American families are being hit very hard.
Very good, very good. Okay, now let me prevent that from running further.
One.
There we go, okay. All right, now, here's another one. Here's another clip. These are from today in New Hampshire. I don't know where Wolfboro is, but I know New Hampshire is a small enough place that it's enough to specify it's in New Hampshire.
When I was your president, we had peace through strength, and now we have weakness, conflict, and chaos. The atrocities we're witnessing in Israel would never have happened if I was president. Would never have ever happened. When I was commander-in-chief, we reduced the Iranian economy and I withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, imposed the toughest ever sanctions on the regime, and imposed a strict travel ban to keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country. Now they're pouring into our country. They're pouring into our country. Joe Biden undid it. He undid it all and gave billions and billions of dollars to the world's top sponsor of terror, tossing Israel to the bloodthirsty terrorists and jihadists.
Okay, that was good. And then I have to just click. There we go. Okay, I saved you from a clip. Here's another one from today in Wolfboro.
When I'm in the White House, the entire world will know that America is strong, America is safe, and that we are going to take care of our people. We're going to take care of the men and women of our country. We're not going to worry about the rest of the world. We'll do that where necessary, but we've got to take care of our country because we're losing our country. We're losing.
Okay, very good. Took care of that audio. I'm getting the drill. There we go. Okay. All right, now here's another good one. All right, I have no idea what this one is. The president put it up. All right. And I'm just going to play it. We're just going to take a chance. This is the president retruthing, which means retweeting. The president retruthing Devin Nunes. And you all know who Devin Nunes is. He is the former great U.S. congressman from California. Yes, I said it. California produced a great congressman. And he retired from that job to take on Truth Social. That's how important Truth Social is. It's more important than a seat in Congress. And it is. And he organized, or he presided over the organizing of Truth Social. And he's doing that today. And so here's Devin Nunes, like this, from a poster who calls himself William of Ockham. And but the president liked it too, so he reposted it. Now I'll play it. It says, "Be of good cheer. President Trump brought peace to the world. 2024 is just around the corner." Okay, here I'm just going to hit play here, and who knows? Who knows what comes up? Oh.
Singing in the tears, yes, singing in the tears. What a glorious feeling, real free speech again. Let the freedom force chase every limb from the place. Come on with that tears, I have a smile
on my face. Now, come on, folks. You know, we're actually, this is old-time nostalgia night, isn't it? We're watching Singing in the Rain. And they've superimposed Donald Trump's, somebody who I think is probably the same person that recorded this version of Singing in the Rain. And let me just, for the sake of completeness now, as we travel down memory lane. Bum, bum, na, na, ba, na, ba, na, 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 na. This may be one of the greatest movies ever. Gene Kelly, what a man. What an artist. You remember the street scene. Got his umbrella. One of the greatest dancers who ever lived. He's not actually out in the rain. He's in a huge warehouse studio with artificial rain pouring down on him. They could dance. They could sing. They could act.
and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at
you. All right, let's take a break.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying, so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up.
We're back,
and
folks.
So.
And now we're not going back to 1934. But let's go back to 1952. I was 4 years old, and Gene Kelly starred in the incredible movie. If you haven't seen Singing in the Rain, do yourself a favor and watch it later tonight. I mean, what a movie, and what a maybe the greatest dance sequence ever. I mean, there are a lot of nominees for that distinction, but this is one of them. Gene Kelly, who died in 19. I was, you know, not too far away. He died in Beverly Hills. I was in Santa Monica in 1996. He was 83 years old. Boy, he was from the old America, of Irish and German descent. And here he is. And, you know, these are our treasures. These are not small things. This is pure gold. And we need to show it to our children, to our grandchildren. They need to imbue their soul with this kind of art.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the plain.
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
Come on with the rain.
Come on.
I have a smile on my
The American face. Spirit.
Down the lane with a happy refrain,
and I'm
singing
in the rain of Joe Biden,
dancing in the rain. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again.
Why can't anybody do this today?
I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to watch that myself later tonight. But these are the icons of our civilization, and that's of course what we're at risk of losing, is this civilization that produced that movie and that man and that dancer and that song. And we need to be singing in the rain, and we are in the rain. And Kelso needs to remember that. But that's what a great civilization does. From within a great civilization are produced great pieces of art, great beauty. A Beethoven, a Bach, a Vivaldi, a Gene Kelly, a Fred Astaire. And, don't get me started. Do not get me started on Fred Astaire. And you've got to watch all the Fred Astaire movies. If you haven't watched them, that's kind of been a regular part of my formation, is that through the years, I've watched repeatedly, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, and listened to Jimmy Dorsey and Tommy Dorsey. And so here we go. Let's go back to the president now. And the president himself harks back to these things. Let me skip a few posts. Whatever. The 100 posts the president puts up in a day. How do the kids do it? 1, 2, skip a few, 9,900. That's how we'll go through these. Let's see here. We got, James in Vancouver there. Now, here's a man. Let us go back in our time machine to visit with James in Vancouver. James, come in.
Yeah, my old man was a dancer.
Oh, right. Okay. I mean, what kind of dancing did he most enjoy?
I'm laughing because he used to give me a lot of trouble for, he didn't think I could dance, and probably I couldn't, but he could. Back to you.
I didn't think I could dance. And then somebody thought I could, and they actually made me a dance. I ended up being a dance teacher. And
yeah, maybe you can, but I'm not exactly a dancer, no.
Well,
I grew up on that stuff. Fred Astaire was my favorite.
Oh, okay, well, we'll be right back with a little Fred Astaire right after this break, and James in Vancouver. Hang on, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
All right, we are back, folks. And with us is James in Vancouver. James, you mentioned that your dad used to play Fred Astaire, that you heard that as a little boy. And so one of the things I know you heard, anybody who was privileged enough to listen to Fred Astaire, you heard this tune, folks, which was number one for, obviously I'm reading this, I can't remember this well, for 5 weeks at number one on Your Hit Parade in 1935. And this is what our, depending on how old you are, in my case, my parents were watching this as, you know, teenagers, and my grandparents as adults. And this is art. This, I'm looking, you can't see it, I'm looking at one of the most beautiful women who ever walked the face of the earth, Ginger Rogers. and attired, and attired in a way, folks, we don't even know how to dress like this anymore. Just her hair, ladies, her hair, look at it. And then dancing with her in a tuxedo that we don't even dream of anymore, also with a nice haircut, is Fred Astaire. And, you know, Gene Kelly just showed you how you can sing and you can dance and perform art as an actor. Now, let's raise it one more level of difficulty. Do all of those things with the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your arms. Ooh, ouch. Here we go.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
And they are cheek to cheek.
Yep.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek.
God, she's beautiful.
But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me. I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me.
Oh, what a face.
Heaven,
she is heaven.
I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I
listen to this note.
Speak.
Oh, it's up there.
And I seem to find the happiness lies.
Had to sing that falsetto.
When we're out together dancing.
I think you actually hit it.
Okay, I think you're right.
Let me hit it.
Okay, now they're going to dance around a set. Folks, they don't make sets like this anymore. They don't have architecture like this or interiors like this.
Well, that's pure Americana.
It's pure Americana.
Right? This is what we're talking about when we're talking about Trump, and this is why people... this is the future of the country.
Yeah. Now listen to this. I'm going to play a little more of this, folks. I just stumbled upon this. I didn't plan this as a theme for tonight's show. Just listen to this. Yeah, you heard him dancing. Now, the two of them, side by side. The best tap dancing ever done. Can't hear those magic feet. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. Happiness I seek when we're. Guys out there, all right. Now, what are we talking about here? Are James and I just dreaming here? One reason I'm gonna show my son, who's sitting right behind me. I'm gonna watch with him. The movie Top Hat. This is the movie Top Hat from 1935, and I want him. This will form in his mind an ideal of the perfect woman. And you want that in your sons and in your daughters. You want the ideal of the perfect man. And that's Fred Astaire. So you want.
There was one number on there called Putting on the Ritz. Am I right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's wonderful. And Fred Astaire, it's just a catalog of genius. And when did Fred Astaire die? You know, let's just see. Fred Astaire's years, and you want to learn the lore, watch the movies, find out about your heroes, like Ginger Rogers, and the women of Fred Astaire, the women that he.
And now we got people from the third world in those New York restaurants and hotels, wrecking the place.
Here you go. My people are from Nebraska. Fred Astaire was born in Omaha, Nebraska, in 1899. And he died in, as so many of these great you know, performers did. He died in L.A. Because they all ended up moving to L.A. He died in 1987, so I was there in Los Angeles, California. And I should have visited his grave. It doesn't say where he's buried, but I should have put a flower on his grave. And the
a lot of graves we should have put flowers on, James.
Yeah, yeah. So the okay, well, let's go back to the president. And of course, you see, make America great again. When he talks about the great and the again, what is he talking about? He's talking about this. He's talking about Fred Astaire. He's talking about Gene Kelly. He's talking about Ginger Rogers. He's talking about when ladies were ladies and men were men. And we can do it again. And I like this. That is, I love that somebody did a YouTube, what do you call it, a sort of a photoshopping of the president over Gene Kelly's face, which is that we are dancing in the rain. And is it raining on Donald Trump right now? I think so. Yeah. But is he dancing still? Is he still got a smile on his face? Yes. And that's perfect. It's a perfect theme song for what we do. And that last one, Cheek to Cheek, that 1935 number one hit in America. So it's important that America loved it. Your grandparents, folks, and your parents loved it. Some of you may be so young that your great-great-grandparents or your great-grandparents loved it. And that was a song, Cheek to Cheek, was written by a nice Jewish boy, Irving Berlin. And here's an interesting bit of trivia about Irving Berlin, who was also just a pure genius. Irving Berlin, for all you musicians out there, could not read music. This is hard to believe. He wrote, you know, of the 100 most famous songs of all time, he probably wrote 20 of them. Could not read music. And as a workaround to enable him to compose in different keys, which he didn't even know how to read, he had different pianos. He had a range of pianos in his studio, and each was tuned to a different key so that he could learn a song basically in the key of C. So he would play, the tuner would tune the piano differently so that Irving Berlin didn't have to know how to read accidentals and sharps and flats and stuff like that. I'm not sure I understand fully what he did. The accomplishment's amazing. His workaround was just have different pianos. if you can't come to the piano, have the piano come to you. And that's what Irving Berlin did. Let us go back to Donald Trump. And I assure you, with his father, Fred Trump, James was raised on Fred Astaire. I guarantee you, Fred Trump was raising Donald Trump on Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, all those artists play New York, you know, even into the 50s. They would play the big hotels. And at that time, there were cabarets probably still, you know. So, but in the 60s, that died out.
Well, yeah, I mean, New York
bands,
died.
You see.
Yeah, New York died. And
big
I was
bands always
myself.
Had a singer, and, you know, there were Artie Shaw, there was Dorsey Brothers, you know.
Artie Shaw, the greatest, yep. And
yeah.
More, here's more trivia, folks, from your, you want to study the big bands. You want to study the great era of American culture. Artie Shaw, I mentioned that Irving Berlin couldn't read music. Artie Shaw, here's another great mystery of life. Artie Shaw was the greatest living clarinetist. He was the best. At one mysterious point in his life, he set down his clarinet and never picked it up again. Can you believe that?
Eddie Goodman was another one.
Yeah. Benny Goodman was Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman were the top two.
And all that was dance music. You see, this is how I learned it because, of course, my father was he could have been a professional dancer had he wanted to be, but That was what I was raised on, that and jazz and some blues.
Yeah, excellent. And that's why you turned out so good, James.
Okay, but thank you for that. Well, yeah. You turned out good as well.
Well, thank you. We have a mutual admiration society here. Now here's another cultural thing here that's Donald Trump just put up that he thinks is worthy of your notice. He re-truths Dinesh D'Souza, who posts this exclusive blockbuster documentary, Police State. That's the title, and I want to see it. Sells out multiple theaters as tickets go fast. So, folks, and this is miraculous that this is happening in the face of the teeth of the cancel culture. Dinesh D'Souza has made a movie. He's a great filmmaker, called Police State. And we all know that's what we live in right now. But his movie is showing. Now, let me just look at this page here, because I want to see, is it at a theater near me? Let me get myself situated here. Folks, don't you hate it when your mouse dies? My mouse just died. Exclusive blockbuster. So many people want to look at this page that it freezes up my mouse. It sells out. Tickets are going fast. And let me just see. Is the president talking about it here? Over the weekend, a number of theaters across America showcasing the upcoming documentary Police State said that's your assignment, your homework assignment tonight, folks. Find out whether your local theaters are showing Police State. If they aren't, tell them you want to see it. As Americans wait in anticipation for the documentary, it's a documentary that recounts the weaponization of the federal government against everyday Americans. Now, folks, this is the medicine we need. Dinesh D'Souza revealed on X/Twitter over the weekend that a Cinemark Theater in Meriden, Idaho, has officially sold out. Now, that's new. In today's world, if you go into a movie theater, folks, you go in there with, like, there are five people in there. A sold-out theater, that when I was a little kid, that was common. I'd go into the matinee, the Saturday matinee as a little kid, and there'd be... every single seat would be full of some screaming little kid throwing candy around the theater. And he says, this happens very rapidly as we get closer to release. So don't wait. Get your family or church or GOP group together now and buy tickets. This film was made for the theater. Here's what we want. We want this to go viral. We want America to see this movie. And then they're listing other theaters that have sold out. A theater in Crèvecoeur, Missouri, a theater in the Woodlands, Texas, a theater in Phoenix are selling out. What the enemy will do, our enemy, folks, our sworn enemies, they will do everything dirty disgusting that they can do to make sure that theaters don't put this movie out. They fight dirty. Our enemies fight dirty. Unfortunately, though, the good news is we fight clean. The bad news is we fight clean. Yeah, and when you're fighting somebody who fights dirty, unfortunately, the outcome of that is you are going to lose some dirty fights. D'Souza is exposing the burgeoning tyrannical government in Police State. Here it is. Here's the I thought you'd never ask. Set to release across America October 23rd and 25th. There will also be a virtual screening later in the month on October 27th. So produced by Dinesh D'Souza, focuses on the weaponization of the judicial system against conservative and Christian Americans. And here's what he says about his own movie. It's a movie I never wanted to make because I never wanted America to get to a point where a movie like this needed to be made. I feel like the animal that alerts the herd to approaching danger so we can take precautionary steps before it's too late. It's a very good analogy. The documentary was made in collaboration with conservative commentator and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino. He's one of the great ones, too. And features actor Nick Searcy. The police state isn't coming. It's already here. We'll be right back after this message.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. Okay, well, during the break there, James, I took the occasion to look at my local theater, and there's only one. This is a one-church town, folks, kind of. This is God's country. And so at my local theater complex, where it is common to walk into one of the theater rooms and there are only 5 people in there. So I'm going to call my local cinema and I'm going to say, I want to see Police State, which is coming. I'm bringing my whole family. I'm going to attend more than once and I'm going to call all my friends Now, folks, that hits home with the theater owner because, you know, it's life or death for them. They've got to fill the seats. So if they know that Police State will fill the seats, and especially if properly promoted, they will promote it if they know that that's going to make them.
That's the name of the movie, is it?
Police State, yeah.
Okay.
So, but now how's the left going to fight, folks? Here's what the left is going to do.
Well, maybe you should try Singing in the Rain or An American in Paris. That might fill them, too. Back
very
to
good.
You.
Yeah, very good. And those movies can still be shown. Like, how about having a weekend, nostalgia weekend, where you show those great movies?
Yeah, North Dakota people know that stuff.
Absolutely. Lawrence Welk. I went to the Lawrence Welk once as a little boy.
Yeah, North Dakota, Lawrence Welk,
North Dakota, and my brother, Lawrence Welk, gave him the baton and let him conduct the Lawrence Welk Orchestra in the Hollywood Palladium.
Lawrence, the bubble machine.
Champagne music maker, right. But folks, here's what the left is going to do. I guarantee it. These are scum. This thing that's infected our country is scum. What is their idea? You're going to call your chain owner and say, boy, we're going to come and see your movie. We want to see the movie. Come on. We want to see it. Here's what the list's going to do. They're going to call up and say, we're going to bomb the movie. They'll issue bomb threats. And, you know, if you're a theater owner, you know, panic time, you know, then that's how the left fights. Like to use the vernacular, you're up there fighting a Marcus of Queensbury rules, right? You're wearing gloves, you're standing erect, if your opponent is down, you wait for them to get back up, okay? No. What the left does is...
If you put those classic movies back on, sorry to interrupt, if you were to generate those classic movies for a lot of people to see in person in movie theaters, then they would see America when it was great, and then they'd ask the question, why can't we go back to that?
You know what? You just birthed a tremendous idea, James.
Yeah.
Which is that what you just said, some fertile mind out there may have just heard you and realized, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's have an American renaissance
whereby local
theaters, which are empty, they're not full of people, folks. Taylor Swift's new movie coming out is not going to be sold out. I don't want to see her boob job, even though she's my cousin.
You like Taylor?
She's my cousin, so, you know, there's some family feeling there. But anyway, we could sell out theaters. It's an idea for re-exploring tomorrow night, James.
I'll get back to you tomorrow then, sir.
Okay. All right. See you tomorrow,
folks. Kindly.
Right here. Same place, same station. So long.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.